So C2 makes it appropriate for commercial activities of a general retail and wholesale nature, and then also nightly rental or like
correct.
A hotel.
Correct.
So
hotel motel would be need to be in a C2 zoning district.
C2. Are you anticipating advertising it on as a nightly rental?
Yes, ma'am. Nightly rentals.
It's only for vacationers. I was told in the meeting there was other things discussed, so I didn't know if it was going to be like a treatment facility, if it was going to be truly nightly rental, if it was going to be, I guess the problem I have is whenever we do C2, that opens it up to you can do anything. You don't have to do what you set out to do. Not saying you won't, but it gives you the ability to do this thing. And so I don't like that.
Use would need to come and be presented again. Certainly the fire department has an interest in it. There's also a review of, you know, your plans when you get to that point. It'll be pretty apparent what we're doing there when you see our plans, which we have not started yet. We have Pete Long, a designer and architect, working on our plans.
You would not come with a C2, you would not come before planning or anything again. That was, you would have your building, if you were going to do, correct me, Scott, anytime I misspeak on this, if you were going to do nightly rental, the fire department would have to inspect to see if it met the code for that.
Yes, they're guiding on the actual design of the sprinkler system. It's going to be a pressurized system throughout the building. That wasn't required in 1995 when that building was built. It will be required now, and that's appropriate.
Scott, do you know who comes in, does the inspection? You take an older building, and when you're going to turn it to the public, rent out to the public like a hotel or whatever, who does inspect? The health department comes in, does an inspection?
There's a room number, and I don't know what that is. Jim Single has told me in the past from the fire department, and I don't remember. But at a certain room number in a structure, the health department does get involved, because if it turns into more hotel motel versus a single family home nightly rental, and of course the fire department will have a permit requirement and some requirements, which he's already mentioned.
Yeah. So is the main thing for protection of the people coming in to rent to know that they're in a safe place, and not speaking anything at all against what you would do, I'm thinking of liability.
Absolutely, yes.
Then mainly, am I kind of understanding that it's going to rely upon the fire department?
The fire department's the first step, and I know they do have a requirement. The health department, I can't answer where that falls in their guidelines.
Just so happens we have some.
I know. That's what I
don't know if she wants to speak up or not. But regardless, the first step is the C2, and then once that happens, then there's guidelines, but they're still open to do whatever they want as long as the safety things are met. I have apprehensions.
CFO's going to approve any.
No, they won't. CFO's selling it to him, from my understanding. And I didn't know that they.
If it's approved here, is the way I understand, then this gentleman, that's the condition of the purchase.
That's correct.
So then it's.
Okay, I got it.
P&Z, all members voted for it, but understanding that it did not meet what they consider qualification for nightly rental.
That's my understanding. That's why I'm.
So it's like a hotel. And if when it's rented out.
That was brought up last time, and we don't consider this a hotel at all. We also discussed the possibility of a senior facility there. And there's quite a bit of issue coordinating and providing for those that are potentially dementia patients, if you will. I mean, this was a nursing teaching facility, so that would be a direction to go in. But there's quite a bit of liability for that, and staffing is significantly more for that type of use. Hotel, that term's been thrown around a few times. That's not our intent at all. I consider that 2-3 stories, you know, a fairly big complex. This is a 2-acre facility. It's not going to accommodate a hotel. It is going to accommodate the need for the nightly rental and the housing shortage that this county has. I noted this weekend quite a bit of traffic on 86. I guess that was part of the Thunder arena with
not
the
a typical weekend for
you. Yeah, and then 50,000 is coming up at the end of the month. So 86 and 65 are going to be fairly busy. And we want to be an alternative to Big Cedar's $400 and $600 a night rooms. We want to provide an opportunity for people to come to our community and do it affordably. We've spoken with a Christian church next to this facility, and Pastor Williams is very happy that we're the ones considering purchasing this property. And he went to the extent of saying, when you get ready to do something, please let us know. We'd like to help you. So that's significant support.
Well, you just said two different things. You said nightly rental and you said housing shortage.
Nightly rental shortage, I'm sorry.
I don't know that there is a nightly rental shortage.
Well, according to Elevate Branson, there's a 4,200.
That's a housing shortage, not a nightly rental shortage.
No, that's nightly. That's, well, okay, housing shortage, yes.
Okay. So Elevate Branson deals with locals and those types of things. They're not in the nightly rental business.
Correct. There's 307 nights of rental for the nightly rental market. And that was a little surprising to me. I thought 365 days a year and 307 is actually rented. I thought that was pretty significant. One bedroom is the most used. Four bedroom is the least used. And so we were interested in the one bedroom providing that rather than more than that. Ridgedale has a fairly significant shortage of nightly rentals. You know, you can go to Big Cedar.
I know you don't like the term hotel, and hotels do rent out weekly on some. It's
yeah.
still commercial property when they anything that you do less than 30 days.
Yes.
In England and London, I know they have where you have to share a bathroom, go down the hall, and you have the room you're in, but you have to go down the hall to share a bathroom with others and everything.
Yes.
I've not here in Missouri. I've always, if it's not the rental, I've always thought there'd be a bathroom and kitchen facilities. I thought that was the reason that was attractive to it, that for the when you're saying, you know, the shortage and everything.
Yes.
But so when you advertise it, you're going to advertise it stating, I'm asking a question, that it's a shared bathroom with, except for the two you said, and shared
yes.
kitchen facility, one kitchen facility.
Yes. Continental breakfast, not, you know, not full meals. There's a couple of venues for, you know, going out and getting whatever meal you're interested in. We're not wanting to take that on. We certainly would be interested in providing coffee and continental breakfast as you know, you find in Europe and other locations. We don't want to take that level of use on, you know, a whole kitchen and providing meals.
Is there anybody else that wants to?
All right. Do you have any more questions for him?
Just a point that once the commission approves something, then the citizens that we work for feel that we've put our stamp on it.
Yes.
And then if people come into the area and find that they've made plans for a nightly rental, that they're used to going to other states and do nightly rentals. I've got some family that have done those, and it's not what they expected, then somehow it can come back and be the commission's fault. We get.
Yes.
So I would be concerned that everything is forthright if it were going to be mm-hmm. out there, mm-hmm. that they would realize what they were renting.
Yes. I guess you need to know a little bit more about the applicant. College of the Ozark did not have this property for sale. We approached them. Mm-hmm. And we shared with them that we're Windows of Heaven Ministry, as well as Gray Fox Investments. And our intent is to provide for housing for pastors and for missionaries. And that's close to our church on Gretna Road. This particular property is a for-profit property, which that profit will flow into the Windows of Heaven Ministry. So we have a Christian-based standard of use. And when we say what we're going to do, that's what we do. Today's society, unfortunately, there's a lot of folks that their word is meaningless when they speak. We went out of our way to meet our neighbors and, favorably mm-hmm. conversation. The folks know what we're doing, and they're in favor of it. And the folks that know us are very comfortable with our word being our bond.
I truly appreciate that, and none of my questions are meant to reflect anything against that.
I understand that.
I'm just trying to look at all sides.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's been taxed, and you're familiar, I know you've looked at that, as the commercial property.
Yes.
And in mentioning what you have said there, do you plan on it remaining? And perhaps this is outlined for some. I'm going to put on a shirt that I used to wear for a few years. Do you plan on remaining on the tax rolls you said a while ago, it's going to be a profit?
Yes, it's going, that building, and we just purchased another building in our neighborhood, and they're both going to be subject to property tax in each county. This one happens to be in Taney County. The other one is in Blue Eye, okay. Which is Stone County. The facility that we are ultimately wanting to build, which is very similar to Maranatha Village up in Springfield. And this will be a mini Maranatha Village on Gretna Road. There's two properties up there that we're looking at and working with the Assembly of God in Springfield. We want to provide housing for ministers, pastors that have retired, and we want to provide housing for missionaries that have served in the foreign fields and are now retired. I make the comment that pastors, when they retire, are now homeless. And people look at me like, what? Well, they've been in the parsonage for 30 years and they never had a home. That's the ultimate desire of what Denise and Rob Tiora wish to do. So we have a prophet. Motive as well. You cannot support a usage as providing housing at a nominal or no cost without having funds to do that. So we've very much desire to have our for-profit properties contribute to this ultimate non-profit, and we do.